This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, God is good and worthy to be praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. We ever so grateful and thank God to be in the land of living, to be on top of the ground, and the ground is not on top of us. We ever so grateful because he woke us up this morning, he sent us on our way. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, precious Father, as we're approaching from the grace, we come to you humbling ourselves and need our mighty hand today. Just thanking and praising you for your mercy, your grace, and love. Just thanking and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We ever so grateful and thankful to be here in the land of the living, to be on top of the ground not on top of us. We ever so grateful and thankful as we get out of the way that you may have your way here today. We invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in. Like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Oh, precious Father, hide me behind Calvary's cross. Crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In the name of Jesus, we bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth here today. In Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, bless God. This is Apostle Dudley Tebow, and hallelujah, coming to you today, and Prophetess Lisa Tebow coming to you today in that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 13, and we'll be looking at verses 24 through 26, and then we'll go to the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 and 12. Well, the word of God reads in Matthew chapter 13, verses 24, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. In the book of Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 and 12, it says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Well, this is the word of God for the people of God. May God have a blessing upon the hearers and the doers of his word. We know that God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall not pass away. We know that we serve a God who sits high and look low. We serve a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So we are thankful to have this opportunity to come to hallelujah, to bring forth the word of God tonight, to lift up the name of Jesus. We thank God through the use of the internet that we are teaching and preaching on a local level, but we are reaching globally. Hallelujah. Well, God is good and worthy to be praised. Just for the next few minutes, I ask that you pray with us and for us as I give you a thought to consider, hallelujah, it is time to wake up spiritually. It is time to wake up spiritually. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, this is a teaching that is, hallelujah, that is really to bring forth encouragement and exhortation to the body of Christ, to the church as a whole, to our personal walk in Christ here tonight. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Hallelujah. Again, here in the book that we have read in the book of Matthew 13, verses 24 through 26, Jesus is talking. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening today and be listening at a later date, Jesus spoke to the people during his ministry, mostly by parable, gave them illustrations and stories, because Jesus spoke to them according to their knowledge, according to their level of education. And he says, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. The word of God says in Matthew 6:33, for to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. We also know that, hallelujah, that God is a good God, and he's always looking, and the angels is always looking. And continue to say, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and then he went his way. That's just like the enemy of our soul, the devil, the one that comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly, according to John 10:10. But when the blade, in other words, when the crop grew and it sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Hallelujah. You see, the devil is busy. He is going about doing his business. And we as children of the Most High God, we have to go around doing God's business. Because if we do God's business and we hooked in, tied up, wrapped up, abiding in him as he abides in us, we shall ask him what we will. And he shall deliver. See, one thing about it is that we got to keep doing our assignment. We have to keep doing what God has called us to do. Because in time, there will come a time that time will be no more. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, there's a time to be born and a time to die. Time to sow and a time to reap. All we got to do is do what God has commanded us to do. And everything else will fall in place. Excuse me. And everything else will fall in place. Because in the end time, after the smoke been cleared, after the harvest have been received, Jesus will be the one to divide the sheep from the goat. He will be the one to reward you according to what you've done here on earth. Also here in the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 11 and 12, it says, and that knowing that now it is high time, it's time to wake up out of sleep on a spiritual basis. It's time to, hallelujah, to don't push the snooze button. It's time to be about the Father's business. It's time to do what God has called each and every believer of Christ to do. It's time to stay in your lane and do your assignment. Yes, it is. Bible says that, hallelujah, that it is time to wake up out of sleep on a spiritual basis. Because for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. You see, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Yes, tonight we are talking about it is time to wake up spiritually as children of God, as the church itself. People of God, remaining asleep while working in the kingdom of God is not acceptable to the Lord. And it is very dangerous to us on a spiritual level and also to our community. It is time to wake up now, to wake up right now, to get busy. Jesus said, I must work the works of the one that sent me while it is day, for night cometh that no man can work. We know, brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening today, those that will be listening at a later date, sleep in the natural, it is essential to our lives. Sleep is vital to our health, our strength, and our physical renewal. Here, again, in the book of Matthew 13, the scriptures that was read, it tells us about while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came. And so we among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed ahead, then the wheat also appeared. When the wheat sprouted and formed ahead, then the weeds also appeared. Jesus is letting us know in this parable that sleep is important to our health. So people of God, notice this, that most natural disasters, such as tornadoes and hurricanes, occur at night. Hallelujah. At night, when people are asleep, most evil deeds are done at night. Things like burglary, carjacking, and drive-by shooting happens in the natural realm. But again, the scriptures in Matthew 13, when during your devotional time, I would advise you to read it, verses 24 all the way through 30. It will let us know that while men slept, the enemy would come and plan evil. You see, it is time to wake up, church, spiritually. Believers of Christ, the Christian life is less about our comfort and more about our contribution, about our contribution, excuse me. I'm going to say it again. believers of Christ, the Christian life that we live is less about our comfort and more about our contribution. God wants our lives to contribute to the fulfillment of his plan on earth. To do this, we must be aware and alert and awake. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "Wherefore, he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." You see, God is calling his people to live a life fully awake. Unfortunately, many Christians in 2020 still slumber away in a deep spiritual sleep by nodding off because of physical laziness or spiritual laziness, although they live unaware of God's purpose to transform their lives and to use them. Why? Because they kept hitting the snooze button on God's alarm clock. Yes, they are Christian. They are believers of Christ. That's just getting by, trying to get by in order to make it, trying to fake their way in. But God wants us as his people, as his children, to be busy doing the Father's business. To be about doing what God has called us to do on a spiritual basis. Here, my brothers and sisters, it is time for a spiritual wake-up call. It is time for us to quit putting off tomorrow what we can be doing today. In the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, it says, "Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober, having self-control. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day continue to be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation." Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is time to wake up spiritually, because God's judgment is coming. I'm going to say that again. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those that are listening in today, it is time for us to wake up spiritually, because God's judgment is coming. Sooner than we think. As believers of Christ, we must not be sleeping spiritually, as so many are. But we must be alert and ready. Spiritual alarm from God has been sound. In a sense, this is God's wake-up call for the church as a whole. Keep in mind that these words are addressed to the believers of Christ. We need to wake up from our spiritual laziness and unconcern about meeting the urgency of the hour. You see, the time is late, and we must prepare ourselves for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. For we who are of the day, Jesus said in John chapter 9, verses 4 and 5, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Brothers and sisters in Christ, our time here on earth is limited, and we must do our part, our work, while we can. To the believers of Christ, in the last days that we are living in, Jesus said, see, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. It is a time to make the necessary changes needed so that you and I, as believers of Christ, can be counted among those who will love Jesus appearing. Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 36, watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all those things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. So, believers of Christ, the world is getting worse year by year. But we as Christians, as children of God, in general, are to not respond to that trend, because it's time for us to make a change in our own personal lives and in the life of the church. This is our spiritual wake-up call from God. It is time to wake up spiritually. Again, the Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is settled in heaven as here on earth. God watch over his word in order to perform it. He honors his word above his name. So that's why we, as believers of Christ, need to stay awoke, to wake up spiritually. The church as a whole is like a sleeping giant that took a snooze, took a rest, hallelujah, on the pews within the church building, and took a rest spiritually. It is time, as the world that we live in is getting worse day by day, what are we as Christians are doing? Have your lifestyle changed to accommodate that? You see, believers of Christ, are you seeking to do more and more of what Jesus would have you to do? As people of God, it is time to wake up from our spiritual slumber, because the day of salvation is nearer and nearer each and every passing day. Here the book says, the Word of God says in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. Now listen, you who said, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year. and time still and get game. God is good and worthy to be praised. It is time to wake up. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We are grateful and thankful for the God that we serve. He sits high in the gloom. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So again, tonight we are talking about it is time for the church to wake up on a spiritual level, as well as every believer of Christ. Yes, the question may be asked, why do we need to wake up spiritually? As the world that we live in, again, even now in 2020, it is getting worse day by day. The question is, what are you as a Christian is doing. Have your lifestyle changed to accommodate the change? As believers of Christ, are you seeking to do more and more of what Jesus would have you to do, of the assignment that God has given you? People of God, it is time for us to wake up from our spiritual slumber, because the day of salvation is nearer and nearer. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 13 through 14, it says, now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go in into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanished. It is time to wake up on a spiritual level, brothers and sisters of Christ. What will you do with what is left of your midst, of the vapor? Are you going to be about the business of the Lord? So we as people of God need to wake up spiritually, because our chances of doing the will of Christ, of God, on this earth, are getting less and less each and every day that we have. Believers of Christ, let us put aside the deeds of darkness and the struggles that we have on a daily basis, and let us put on the armor of light so that we can behave decently. Here the word says in the book of Romans 13, verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. In other words, put yourself in Jesus' place. Act like Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Talk like Jesus. Help others the way Jesus would help them. Walk as Jesus walked. Child of God, Jesus is saying for you to do everything you can in the power of the Holy Spirit, which dwells inside of you, in order to win souls, as many as possible, and to make them disciples. Who will make other disciples so that the gospel may be preached unto the ends of the earth, to every tribe, and to every nation? We are commissioned to go out and tell it. Let people know that Jesus is still in the soul-saving business, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, that God is still in the miracle soul-saving business. Yes, it is time to wake up on a spiritual level. Again, in Romans 13, verse 11, it says, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. It is time for us to be alert as believers of Christ to our responsibilities in light of the lateness of the hour. It is time to be about our Father's business. It is time for us to reach out beyond the four walls of a building and go into the highways and the byways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So let us talk about alarm clocks. You see, alarm clocks are designed to alert you to the fact that it is time to get up. Because getting more sleep is not an option. Spiritually, it is time for the church to wake up to sometimes. You see, the church needs to awaken to its purpose. Here in the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 14 through 17, it says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and cunning craftiness. Wherefore, they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From henceforth, the whole body fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make an increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as others Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Brothers and sisters of Christ, it is time to wake up on a spiritual level. You see, God gave his church a great commission to speak. The church's purpose is to be a hospital for sinners. Every church to be an evangelistic. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20 says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. The church needs to awaken to her position. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 34 says, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. Yes, it is time to wake up on a spiritual level. Yes, believers of Christ, we need to wake up to righteousness, to be in right standing with God. This righteousness we are talking about is not of our own, but it is of God. Here the word says in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16, for us to confess our faults, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that he may be healed. You see, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So once you are awakened to your position in Christ, you awake to the fact that you can pray with power. Believers of Christ, God gave us a time clock, a timepiece. His people, the nation of Israel, in the Word of God, in the book of Mark 13, verse 28, it says, "Now learn a parable of a fig tree, when a branch is yet tender, and put it forth leaves." You know that summer is near. The fig tree in the Bible is used symbolically in prophetic scripture to the reference of the nation of Israel. So believers of Christ, one day, very soon, we never know. We don't know the day, the hour, or the second. Jesus will return in the clouds to catch away the church, and Mary will not be ready when he comes. You see, the coming or the return of Christ should be a great motivation for witnessing others about Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. It is time for us as the body of Christ, as a child of God, to wake up on a spiritual level. You see, we cannot reach over and hit the snooze button on the alarm clock. No, because it is time to wake up spiritually to what the church needs to wake up to on a spiritual level. It needs to wake up to its purpose by shining the light and proclaiming the gospel, the good news. You see, the church needs to wake up to its position by having a right standing with God through Christ. And the church needs to wake up to the prophetic hour in which we live, because Jesus Christ, he's coming back, and he's coming back soon. He's coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming back for prepared people to take them to a prepared place. Yes, God is good and worthy to be praised. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, remember what Romans chapter 13, verse 11 and 12 says. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Yes, the word of God will stand. God looks over his word to perform it. His word, again, is settled in heaven as well as here on earth. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God who is willing and able to meet our each and every need. We serve a God that's willing to work things out in our favor. The word says in the book of Galatians, for us not to be weary in well doing, because if we faint not in due season, we shall receive the promises. And the promises of God is in, amen, in Christ Jesus. We hope and pray there was something that was said here tonight that will bring encouragement and exhortation to your walk with Christ. We hope and pray that as this dark and sinful world is coming to a close, and the king on a daily basis, that we as believers of Christ, that our mind is made up and we are committed and determined to say without a shadow of a doubt that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. We thank God because he's keeping us in perfect peace as we keep our mind upon him. Even during this pandemic, during this quarantine in the house, God is still moving. He's still saving. He's still healing. He's still reaching out to us as his children, that we may go about doing our Father's business, reaching out to those that are less fortunate than we are, to go in Jerusalem, in Samaria, and in the othermost parts of the world, and bring forth the gospel, the good news to a lost and sick generation and nation. God is moving. Oh, yes, he is. Bible says in the book of Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good. Them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Yes, there may be one, I may be some, underneath the sound of my voice, that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Well, this is your hour. This is your time. Hallelujah. Quit putting off today what you can do today. Quit putting it off for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day of salvation. The Bible says that if we hear the word of God, must not to harden our heart. This may be your last chance and only chance that you have to hear the word of God. If I was you, I wouldn't put it off. Now listen to this teaching. If it pricked you, hallelujah. If it brought you to a place of surrendering your life to Christ, of throwing both hands up, of knowing that you need help on a spiritual level. Well, the word says in Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's just a matter of coming to Christ, pulled down from the floor. It is a matter of coming to him wholeheartedly, honest with God. Coming to him, surrendering your life totally complete, repenting of all your sins, of letting God know how sorry you are for what you have done. The word says that after repent of our sin, according to Romans, verse 9 and 10, it says that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and we believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. But with our heart, we believe on the righteousness, and with our mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Yes, it's just that simple. Yes, if you came to him just the way you are, and you're honest with him, with a contract and broken spirit, that you gave your life totally and complete, repented of your sin, I will be the first to welcome you to the beloved family of God. Yes, God is standing there with his arms open up, open wide, to accept you in the beloved family of God. The angels in heaven is rejoicing over one sinner that came to Christ, that gave their lives totally complete to him. You see, brothers and sisters, all those that are listening in, Jesus Christ, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ, he paved the way. He became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. He shed his blood for the remission of our sins. The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sins. So we are thankful tonight, and we are grateful that God is a good God, that God knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Yes, it is time to wake up spiritually. It is time for we as believers of Christ to be about our Father's business. It is time for us to make sure that our house is in order on a spiritual basis. If you are in a place in life where you know that you're not right, that's the backslidden condition. Bible says in 1 John 1:9 that if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, God is merciful. Yes, God is full of grace. Yes, God is a merciful God, but he's also a God of wrath. You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all the time, but you can't fool yourself, and you can't fool God. So come to him, totally complete. Excuse me. Totally complete. This night in 2020, hallelujah, of letting God know how good he is, of letting him know how much you love him. Bible says for us to love him with all of our heart, mind, body, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. We thank God tonight. We thank him because he spared us another day. We thank him because as a born-again believer, our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. We thank God that he's keeping us. We thank him tonight for his divine healing, his divine protection. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We thank God for healing people. He's still in the healing business. Bible says, according to Isaiah 53:5, he was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. Chastised by our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Touch those in the hospital, nursing home, on that bed of affliction. Bible says in the book of James, the 5th chapter, around the 14th verse, if there's any sick among you, call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, pray in the prayer of faith. The prayer of faith shall save them. God shall raise them up. And if they're committed any sin, it shall be forgiven. Oh, we serve a mighty God. We serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. We thank God that Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He's making me to lie down in green pastures. He restored my soul. He lead me in the, hallelujah. He leaded me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Thou art with me, thou rod and thy staff. They comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. Well, bless God. This is Apostle Billy Tebow. Thanking God for you. Thanking God for his mercy, his grace, and his love here tonight. We are thankful and grateful. I just hope and pray there was something that we said through the teaching of the Word of God today. For those that were listening and those that will be listening at a later date, we pray that the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God will rest upon the Word of God. If you would like to get in touch with Apostle Dudley Tebow or Prophetess Lisa Tebow, you can reach us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Or if the Lord would place upon your heart that you would like to send a seed offering for the furtherance of the gospel, so that we may continue to do what we do through the use of the internet, preaching and teaching God's word, you can send it to Bustin' Loose and Fleet Ministries at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Well, bless God until we meet again on God's willing, Jesus Terry, on Friday at the same time at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless you. God keep you. Have a great night and a fantastic week. Pray for us as we pray for you. God bless. Amen.